CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gene Marks, my colleague. He's the small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, the Philadelphia Inquirer, our hometown newspaper, and other distinguished publications. We go immediately to a column in the Inquirer. You have a successful small business. You're thinking about retiring, the pandemic, global warming. You've made money. Who is the buyer? Who is the buyer? Gene is going to introduce us, he's a CPA, to something called, what is this, Gene? ESOP? It sounds like a fairy tale.
The buyer are your employees, John. There have been a dramatic rise in ESOP transactions over the past few years. That's employee stock ownership plans. Listen, finding a buyer for your business is not very easy. We can't all be located in the coolest parts of the country. And it's not like we're running the sexiest businesses in the world. And yet we want to sell because the population is aging and the time is right for a lot of companies, a lot of business owners to sell their businesses. There's been a huge increase in selling your business to your employees through an ESOP plan. And if you are thinking of selling your business in the next few years, strongly recommend that you talk to an attorney or an accountant about it. There are enormous tax advantages for doing it. You put your shares into an entity that's owned by your employees. You can do it gradually, not all the time. The bank will finance it so the employees are not out of pocket. You get your money. And listen, your employees, anybody that owns equity in a company, studies have shown that it significantly improves their morale and their productivity. It's a great benefit to provide. So again, if you're looking to sell your company anytime in the next few years, talk to an expert about getting an employee stock ownership plan. It could be the best move that you make to get full value of the shares of your company.
And
that's my speech.
Speak of what I read, Gene, is the employees are invited to participate in this without putting cash down because the banks will loan on the basis of the prospects of the employees owning the company.
That is right. And the company pays back the loan. The company gets a tax deduction for the loan that it's paying it back. And whatever profits then are allocated to that new entity never gets taxed again in the future. So if your employees own 80% of the company and you made $1,000 that year, $800 of it is not taxable at all to anybody. So it's huge tax advantages for doing something like this. Plus, it provides a buyer for your company.
Yes. Speak to your accountant, right, Gene? That's the first thing you do.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Explore possibilities. Now, Mark Zuckerberg, who is not a small businessman. All right, fine. However, he's preaching something called the metaverse and something called CRM. What is that for small business?
Well, he's preaching the metaverse, and I talked about CRM. And John, I'll explain. Mark Zuckerberg has been in the news a lot talking about the future of technology. And the future is this, John. You and I are not going to be having this call on the phone in the future or even on Zoom. I am going to be sitting right next to you in some virtual room. We are going to be looking and seeing at each other as avatars, even though we're located in different parts of the world. We will be having our discussions with an environment around us just as if we are face to face. That is called the metaverse. And Facebook and a lot of other technology companies are right now working on the technology to enable us to do that. It will be done through glasses. Very lightweight, normal-looking glasses, not like the crazy contraptions we're seeing today, where we can give commands, be transported to other areas virtually, and conduct business, do sales, meet people, have conversations. All of that has a big impact on our businesses. Now, I sell customer relationship management software, CRM software. It's going to have a dramatic effect on the way these CRM softwares play into the world anymore, because instead of talking to prospects on the phone, for the good ones, you're going to transport yourself right there and be right there as if they're virtually right in front of you having that conversation in the metaverse, John. And the metaverse is coming sometime in the next 5 to 10 years.
Yes. What I like about it, Gene, is by the time they introduce metaverse, and this is me being cranky, they will have solved Zoom so that I can rely on it. And the metaverse will have the same glitches Zoom have. So you'll be talking to somebody and then he'll disappear and then he'll come back, back and forth, back and forth. However, that is the nature of technology. I accept it. Gene, one thing about the metaverse and financing this, we're talking about a much faster, internet. Yes. I mean, we're talking about a pipeline that doesn't exist now. Is that correct?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, there, even Zuckerberg himself has said, John, that there are many, many challenges. It's not just the speed of the internet. Think about the devices. To do this, you need those glasses. Think about the computing power that's got to be, miniaturized to be inside of glasses to allow you to have those conversations and record and be transported, let alone the broadband that's needed. But it's coming. They're working on those technologies and there are new versions. You've heard of 5G right now. There are new versions of, of hyperspeed, that will significantly support that kind of data needed for Zuckerberg's metaverse in the future. So I'm confident it's going to happen.
Final thought, Gene, about business confidence, small business confidence. I made a point before that this is a harbinger of where we're going. I said 6 months. Does that sound right to you, Gene? I didn't check on you at the time.
Yeah, 6 months sounds fine. But again, and you call me like I work for the Federal Reserve, John. I mean, I don't like to take any data just, in a vacuum. Okay. So if we start seeing a trend over the next 2 or 3 months of declining confidence, that's going to tell you that the next 2 or 3 months is, again, potential headwinds in the economy.
Gene Marks, better than the Federal Reserve. He's a small business columnist for the UK and US edition of the Guardian newspaper, as well as the Philadelphia Inquirer. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.